Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the adoption of digital payments as convenience and technology have, well, it's kind of relegated cash to the sidelines if you think about it. And according to this McKinsey report, across emerging Asia, there has been a 60% increase in contactless payments usage during the crisis, which, well, double the expected levels. Paperless B2B payment flows also grew eightfold. However, the pandemic has also exposed structural gaps in the Asian payments industry, including barriers such as fragmentation and limited digitalization across different Southeast Asian countries. So you sense that there's this need for payments players to develop integrated solutions for ease of businesses in the region and, of course, to support their growth ambitions. Well, our next guest, 2C2P, will find out what they're doing to meet the payment landscape changing consumer behavior. And on the line to help me out is Ong Jo Mo, who is founder and chief executive officer of 2C2P. Jo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I believe, you know, and this is a fun fact that's been brought up to me by my producer. You wrote the code for the widely adopted security protocol that uses SMS to verify payments. Am I right to say that?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was a long time ago. I did that about 18, 19 years ago when I started this company.
Yeah, well, Ong, that definitely is the foundation of a lot of verification today. Let's talk a little bit about 2C2P's story. You began in Southeast Asia back in 2003, and the mission back then was to help companies process different payments options securely and quickly. Talk to us about the evolution of your company.
Sure. 18 years ago when I started with this payment authentication process only. And then I realized that, as you earlier mentioned, the payment landscape is highly fragmented. There is a need for a company that consolidates all the payment options and offer as a one-point integration and one-point business contract to enterprise customer to have access to these payment channels and eventually conduct their business in Southeast Asia. That's how we slowly evolve into, and that's where we are today. And we continue to evolve because payment landscape keeps on changing.
Okay. Right now, you know, looking at the industry, what do you think are some of the gaps that you're trying to fill up with 2C2P?
So today what we do is we help collect cash payment all the way to STQR or PromptPay-like payment, which is 100% digital payment as a national initiative by many countries. Mm-hmm. So everything else in between, we have standard payment options like mobile banking and internet banking, but they are still highly fragmented. At the same time, you see a bunch of wallet and BNPL, buy now, pay later players emerging. And what we need is we need to help these enterprise customers to have access to all kinds of payment options so that they can offer to their customer with any type their customer would like to pay. So the gaps, I would say, is that every time there is a customer needs to buy something, there will always be very tedious process to go through. And every industry player around the regions are improving those gaps. Mm. And we are obviously one of them.
It's not as simple as to say that, or is it as simple as to say that, you know, one of the reasons why one of the biggest obstacles to greater digital payment adoption is basically a smartphone or a lack of a smartphone?
Well, I mean, smartphone definitely helps along the way, but we need to go way beyond that. We need to look way beyond that.
Okay.
Regulation definitely is one of the issue we need to address. Mm-hmm. And Singapore government, MAS, has been doing that very well mm-hmm. by regulating payment players to be a part of the ecosystem. But as you know, Southeast Asia has many different kinds of countries with different stage of regulatory process. In some developing countries, they are not there yet. Mm-hmm. And that's where the challenges are for us to be fully integrated and transacting digitally.
Mm, good point you bring up there. What about, you know, other fintech firms that tend to burn cash, you know, to try and acquire new customers, marketing? What are your thoughts on this particular strategy?
Well, I mean, in when we look at fintech, we have two types of company. We can group them in two groups generally. One is our kind of company where we serve business customer, B2B company, so to speak. Another one is B2C company where they will have wallet product out there So in order for them to attract customer to use their wallet product, they will provide incentive, very aggressive incentive for the adoption. Right. Whether it is the right approach or not is another story, but we see that a lot of wallet players are burning cash to attract customer base and hopefully continue to use their product right after the incentive is gone.
Mm. Could I talk to you a little bit about, I mean, you alluded to this earlier, we were talking about, you know, new payment trends emerging from the pandemic. And one of the things that you noticed was this whole buy now, pay later. That, of course, has gotten quite a bit of criticism. What are your thoughts on this scheme that's being offered? And do you see it evolving to become better manageable?
I think we are still at the very early stage right now. Some of the journalists right now even jokingly calling it buy now, pay later. because of the way the process works.
Yeah.
And in some countries like Singapore, Malaysia, and a couple of other countries, we have proper credit bureau. So the company who is providing this credit line or loan can assess the customer's risk correctly through these credit bureau data. But in some emerging countries, we don't have data and sufficient data to analyze the credit risk. But yet, the companies are very bullish in providing loans to the customer. And we might see some negative impact on that. But right now, they're very early, very hot, and very trendy. So, we don't know the end result yet.
It must be quite difficult for a company like 2C2P, to meet the changing consumer behavior. Obviously, some kind of scaling up has to happen. What are you guys doing? I mean, you are one of the largest and widest payment options here in Southeast Asia.
What we do is every time there's a new emerging payment trend came up, we integrate with all the leading players. We did the same for the wallets. About 10 years ago, all the wallet players emerged. So we work with every single wallet leading wallet players and then provide integration to our enterprise merchant. The same is happening right now. We integrate with all the leading BNPL players so that they can serve our customer base and our customer can make use of this new payment option. So for us, what we do is to help enterprise customer to connect to any new payment options available in the market.
And you guys have allocated about 30% of a $52 million in Series E round last November, or rather November 2019. And you've established this new venture capital arm. Could you tell us a little bit more about it and why the need to expand into an investment arm?
Sure. Currently, we operate in 10 different markets across Southeast Asia and beyond. And we are growing organically for 18 years so far. And we think that now is the right time for us to have our own venture arm so that we can invest in a company that will have directly aligned interests with current 2C2P growth strategy. So in some market, we are the leading player. In some market, we are the market challenger. In the market challenger, we would like to grow faster, and therefore we come up with the strategy of growing inorganically in those markets. That's the reason.
Have you already made any form of investments in those markets?
We have a few in the pipeline. I think we will be able to announce it in a couple of months' time.
All right. I am curious, though. I mean, looking at the situation right now in the consumer behavior, we talked about buy now, pay later, or buy now, pay later. I mean, what kind of trends are you seeing over the years when it comes to consumer behavior? And to expand on that a little bit, how do you think these trends will continue to evolve in the next couple of years, or even, once we are completely done with COVID-19?
Yes. In my opinion, COVID-19 has helped the shift in behavior, especially in the digital usage. Like you rightly mentioned at the earlier of this interview, a 60% increase has happened in contactless, right? Yeah. The same is happening in online purchases. So right now we see like 200 to 300% growth in e-commerce and financial services verticals growing very rapidly. And I don't think we will see it changing even after the COVID-19. Consumer behavior has shifted and they will continue to use those services online instead of having face-to-face transactions.
What does this mean, though? Does this mean that a brick-and-mortar shop is a thing of the past? Or, should businesses be really looking at a more hybrid type of thing where more emphasis is placed on the online aspect of payments?
But I think brick and mortar stores, they have, you know, some asset and they can come up with a blended or hybrid approach. For instance, even company like Apple, they will sell online and pick up from the Apple store. Okay. So the same is happening. Sometimes, yes, home delivery. Sometimes they will order it online and then on the way back home, pick it up from the brick and mortar store.
Right.
They are now using different media like social commerce approach or even direct sales approach to have this kind of hybrid transition happening. We are witnessing this as we speak.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, but got to embrace the new world when it eventually comes true. I've been speaking with Ong Jo Mo, who is founder and chief executive officer of 2C2P. Ong, really appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.